Dr. Kizza Beach made a comparison of COVID-19 numbers before and after the explosive volcanic eruption. She said the increase in positivity rate for COVID-19 can be attributed to persons not adhering to the COVID-19 protocols.
So on April 9th, when the volcano erupted, just before that, we were seeing positivity rates, meaning the number of positive tests when you run a batch of tests. So the percentage of positive tests. We were down to 1-2%, 3% would have been a higher number. Since the volcano erupted, and a seeming lack of willingness, maybe capacity to comply, because we know that physical distancing became a problem. A lot of persons were in small spaces close together, even as a matter of persons lining up to go to Western Union or, go into a bank or whatever. A lot more persons were concentrated in a much smaller space. We noticed that persons weren't wearing masks or not wearing them at all or not wearing them properly. And since then, our positivity rates have been climbing and climbing rapidly. So we are always around 4%, 5%, 6%.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizza Beach. Regionally, the Western Regional Health Authority in Jamaica is appealing to relatives of the elderly and shut-in to facilitate the process for them to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. In St. Kitts and Nevis, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 83. Internationally, China has approved the emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 3, making it the first country to offer jabs to young children. Meanwhile, envoys from the World Trade Organization member nations are taking up a proposal to ease patents and other intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines to help developing countries fight the pandemic, an idea backed by the Biden administration but opposed in other wealthy countries with strong pharmaceutical industries. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.